A rare edition of the hot seat on a Monday this morning, and it is with the Minister of Service Alberta, also the MLA for the Sherwood Park area, Mr. Nate Glubish. First off, Minister, thank you for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. So I understand that last week in the legislature, you had a chance to introduce the Builders Lien Act, and it's the first time in almost 20 years that some legislation is being updated in terms of that. So Minister, when we hear that legislation is being updated, it's usually to either get with the times or taking care of a problem. And in this case, by the looks of it, in terms of prompt payment, it sounded like this was a problem. So what problem was this legislation looking to address?
Yeah, sure. So ultimately, what this act will do is to implement a prompt payment system in the Alberta construction industry. And essentially, what we're trying to do here is to deal with what has been a growing problem for almost 10 years, and that is that construction companies were not getting paid in a timely manner for work that they had completed. And so you can imagine on a large multi-million dollar project that's a multi-year project with dozens of different contractors and subcontractors working on it. Well, if the general contractor is not being paid on time, then they can't pay their subtrades on time, and then they can't pay their suppliers on time, and it just escalates and creates an unhealthy environment. And this was pushing many businesses to the brink of bankruptcy. It was causing many businesses to stop bidding on new work because they didn't have the confidence they needed to grow their business. In many cases, it was leading to job losses. And so the changes we're bringing about will ensure that everyone's playing by the same rules, everyone has to pay in a timely manner for work that has been completed, and everyone has access to the same dispute resolution system in the event that there's a disagreement. This will bring about stability and confidence and certainty in the industry, and it's all about protecting jobs.
Yeah, also, Minister, I see here that one of the highlights in the legislation, according to the government website, is to eliminate the need for contracted timelines by requiring owners, contractors, and subcontractors to pay invoices within 28 days. Was there a limit to that before?
There was no rules before on timeliness of payments. And
oh my.
So that's why it was so important to bring this into place. There were protections to allow a company to file a lien against the project if they were not paid on time to secure their interest. But the timeline to file a lien was so short that by the time you actually knew there was a problem, you couldn't protect yourself. So now we are making sure it's very clear. You've got to pay within 28 days. If you have a disagreement, here's the process. And if you haven't been paid and you're settling it through a dispute resolution service, if you need to file a lien, you have a little bit more time to do so. These three things together will ensure that the construction industry will all be on an even playing field, all be playing by the same rules, and have certainty about when they're going to get paid. And that's going to give them the confidence they need to invest in bidding on new projects, hiring more Albertans. We know that the construction industry already employs roughly 1 in 10 Albertans. It's a significant part of our economy, and in these troubling times due to the pandemic, we need a strong construction industry to be a significant part of Alberta's recovery plan. So this legislation is sorely needed. Industry's been asking for it for many, many years, and I'm just so pleased that I'm able to bring this legislation forward to solve this problem, and to do so having gone through almost a year of very extensive consultation with the entire industry.
All right. And Minister, also as well, we know one thing, that when it comes to the construction projects, especially the bigger they get, sometimes along the way costs can become a little more uncertain. And sometimes a lot of these companies that have bidded on these projects maybe sometimes didn't estimate delays or certain things. And sometimes that some of these companies could go into bankruptcy, some of the bigger ones, if costs rise or, they don't necessarily have the people. And that could cause, obviously, a delayment if a company has to go into receivership, for example. So would something, I guess, be in there for that, or would they move on to a different piece of legislation if we're talking about, say, bankruptcy, receivership, or anything like that?
Well, I think what this legislation is going to do is to make the entire industry more healthy. You know, if everyone's getting paid in a timely manner, they're not struggling, with their banks, they're not struggling with their own suppliers. They know, hey, if I did the work, I'm getting paid in a timely manner, which means then I can pay everyone who did work for me in a timely manner. So So when we have a healthier industry where everyone's paying on time, that by definition means that you're going to have fewer instances of struggling businesses who eventually end up, ultimately wrestling with the potential of bankruptcy. So that's why this is so important, and I couldn't be happier to be bringing this bill forward at this time.
All right, and I guess there's something else that I noticed at the bottom of the proposed legislation would, quote, excuse me, establish an adjudication system to resolve disputes rather than relying on the courts, and I'm assuming that given the fact that the justice system could sometimes be a little bit overlogged, I'm guessing your colleague, Minister, Justice Minister Casey Matthew, must be pretty happy with something like that, for example, that may keep these on a self-regulatory system as opposed to necessarily going through the courts.
Well, that's certainly one of the things that was really important about bringing forward a prompt payment system. It's all well and good to say you have to pay on time, but what do you do when there's a disagreement? And previously, those disagreements would have to go to the courts. It would cost a ton of money. It would take forever to resolve. And in the meantime, everyone's struggling due to delays in payment. By bringing forward a well-defined dispute resolution system that is specialized to focus only on disputes in payments for the construction industry, we can get much faster results for far less cost. So again, this is a critical component of a healthy prompt payment system for Alberta's construction industry.
Okay, and I guess on this particular one, how do you see this adjudication system looking, or is that something that will be planned as once the legislation passes?
So that's a good question. I'm certainly hoping that I can count on all members of the legislature to support this legislation so that we can get it done quickly and send a strong signal to the Alberta construction industry that we've got their backs. We're working hard to strengthen their industry and make it a much more healthy environment for them to work in. Should we get this passed in the coming weeks, the next step is to work with industry on fleshing out the supporting regulations. And so all of the specific procedural elements of that dispute resolution service will be dealt with in the regulations. And the plan is to have all of this ready to be launched and fully enforced in effect in July of 2021. So we'll be working hard on that, and stay tuned for more.
All right, very interesting. And just for those who don't understand necessarily, I mean, I did spend several years in the real estate industry, and of course you yourself, longtime venture capitalist, we understand the term liens, but for those who don't understand, could you explain what a lien is?
So essentially a lien is if you've not been paid for the work that you've done on a project, and if you file a lien against the project, you're essentially getting a secured interest that protects you, so that as you're working through that dispute, you are essentially a secured creditor, much in the same way that a bank is a secured creditor on your home as your mortgage lender. This is a similar tool that would give you that ability to protect your interests so that along with all of the other secured creditors, you have a protected interest. Now, what I do expect will come out of these changes with the enforced 28-day payment period and with the enforced dispute resolution service is that the need for these liens will go down. But we know that in some cases they're necessary. That tool will still be there. And in fact, we're enhancing that tool to ensure that folks have more time to use it. So all in all, each of these changes works hand in hand to deliver a strong prompt payment system that will strengthen the industry, allowing all of the businesses that operate in this important industry in Alberta to have more confidence, more security, so that they can focus on growing for the future and hiring more Albertans.
All right, that's the explanation, the best we can get on the Builders Lien Act, and that is put forward by Minister Nate Glubish, who's on the line with us right now. And something I heard through the grapevine is that it is apparently Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and obviously as the Minister of Service Alberta, just talk about the importance of that and like being cyber aware, especially in a time like this where it seems like hackers and anybody wanting to steal and manipulate personal information are finding, unfortunately, new and creative ways to do it.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing that up, Kenny. I think it's an important topic that maybe folks don't think about every day. There's sort of two angles to cybersecurity. Of course, there's the angle within the government side of what are we doing to protect the information of Albertans and the information about Alberta's government from hackers and malicious actors. And we've got some really great folks in my department who that's their whole job. We're employing best practices to secure our systems. But the other angle is what Albertans can do to protect themselves. For example, this week, we've been focused on smart devices. So smartphones, they're with us everywhere we go. They know everything about us. We use it for everything we do. What are the things that we can do to protect ourselves to ensure that we're not giving up information that we don't want shared, that we're not compromised by a hacker who's trying to steal your information and use it to their benefit? And so it's important that folks know what are the steps they can take to keep themselves safe. And I would encourage all Albertans to follow the Consumer Protection Alberta Facebook page, where we post all kinds of tips and tricks on how to secure your devices and keep yourself and your family safe.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you can check that out. You never know what kind of tidbits you are going to be able to find to give a little extra layer of security to whatever smartphone devices you have. Definitely an interesting one, as you said, Minister. When we think of our smartphones, they're very rarely are they more than maybe a hand's reach away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. So, and also as well, I remember the last time we chatted, Minister, I remember you had said that you had quite an appetite for music. And I was going to wonder, because one of the things on my bucket list, I was considering learning how to play the saxophone. That's one of the things that's actually on my bucket list. Have you ever played the saxophone before?
I have not, but I did play the trumpet and the French horn in high school. So I was more of a brass guy instead of a wind instrument guy. I think if you're setting your sights on the saxophone, it's certainly a good choice.
All right, good. And I know I can imagine things that have been pretty busy for you. Have you had a chance to have some good jam sessions lately?
Not so much, but I have had some fun just with my 1-year-old son, exposing him to all kinds of music, and so at home. We've got regular dance sessions, and even got him a little toy keyboard for him to play along with. And so if I can't play music as much as I used to, I certainly can share the love of music with my son and enjoy watching him discover it for the first time.
And as your son learns to discover it, do you see eventually that he's going to have his dad's musical inkling in him so far? Do you think at some point that he'll be a piano master?
Well, time will tell. But he'll certainly have every opportunity to explore music if he wants. We have all of the instruments in the house. We listen to music all of the time. We sing along as a family. In fact, I sing to him every night when I put him down to bed. So my hope is certainly that he'll develop a love for music. And it's a lot of fun watching him experience that. As a 1-year-old. It's fun looking at the world through their eyes.
That's awesome. That's great. And I have a feeling at some point we're going to be hearing something about a young Gloobish out there one day becoming a superstar on the piano. Minister, thank you so much for the time. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Kenny. Always a pleasure to be here.
This is Minister of Service Alberta, Nate Gloobish, and this is another edition of the Trending 55 Hot Seat.